In Berkeley, I'm Dennis Bernstein. You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. Coming up next, Flashpoints presents its weekly election protection bulletin, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, with best-selling investigative reporter Greg Palast. Stay tuned.
I'm really rich. I'll show you that in a second.
You know, I get accused of being kind of moderate and center. I plead guilty.
You do not. Congress does not regulate Wall Street. Wall Street regulates Congress.
And you are listening to your weekly election protection bulletin with Greg Palast. I'm Dennis Bernstein. This week we're going to focus on, well, what Greg calls placebo ballots, but this is incredibly relevant because it has everything to do with the upcoming California primary. Greg, welcome back.
Glad to be with you on our bulletin. I'm going to call it the alert and go whoop, 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 because I want people to wake up, get alert, and find out what's happening in California and nationwide so you don't lose your vote.
Now, you have been out there. You've done a lot of research on the provisional ballot, but we've got some sound. Explain the sound, and then we're going to talk about it.
Okay, first of all, I'm going to give you a little heads up here. Number one, if you don't know what a provisional ballot is, one, you're probably white, okay? And two, a provisional ballot, I call them placebo ballots. This was created by George Bush and Karl Rove. After they swiped Florida in 2000, the Congressional Black Caucus was very upset that people were not able to vote because they were falsely removed from the voter rolls for all kinds of cockamamie reasons. So they said, if your name's not on the voter roll, you should still be able to vote provisionally, and then they can check your records and count the vote later so you don't lose your vote. Well, they passed the provisional ballots in something called the Help America Vote Act. But you can imagine, Dennis, what happens when George Bush says he's going to help us vote. So people won the right to a provisional ballot if your name is missing from the voter rolls. But we didn't win the right to get the ballot counted, and they rarely are. And that's why I call them placebo ballots, because you think if you filled out a provisional ballot, say, oh, you can't vote here. We'll give you a provisional ballot. Don't worry. You fill out this form, you stick it in an envelope, you sign it. You think you voted. You haven't. The chance that they'll count it is minimal. So I call it a placebo ballot because you think it's just like voting, but it's not voting. What does that have to do with California? Well, here I am reporting from Southern California, and there's an Ashley Beck, who is a poll worker in Orange County. And she was being trained with a bunch of other poll workers, and they were given some very strange information. One thing you need to know about the California primary is that independent voters, and in California they're called NPP voters for no party preference. So independent NPP voters in California can vote in the Democratic primary. They just ask for a ballot and they're allowed to vote. Now, they were told, the poll workers were told in Orange County, very conservative, if people, independents, NPP voters, ask for a Democratic Party ballot to vote for Bernie or Hillary, that they're not to be given real ballots, they're to be given provisional ballots. And this shook up Ashley. Here is Ashley Beck, poll worker, Orange County, in her own words. Let's roll it.
I was told that all NPP voters are to be given provisional ballots. I was bothered by that because I've always been told that these NPP voters here in California can vote for Democrats and that their vote would be counted. So I was a little worried that he was telling all 18 of us poll workers to give all NPP voters provisional ballots, because I mean, we all know what happens most of the time with the provisional ballots. They are not being counted.
They are not being counted. That's the story from Ashley Beck, poll worker in Orange County, where they're being trained to give independent voters, what they call NPP, no party preference voters in California, the provisional ballot, which, as she says, is rarely counted. That's why I call it the placebo ballot. And here's the trick, Dennis. Overwhelmingly, all polls show that NPP voters, that is independent voters, are Bernie Sanders voters, whereas regular registered Democrats tend to slightly favor Hillary Clinton in the polls. So if you knock out the NPP voters by giving them placebo ballots, provisional ballots, that's one way to steal the primary in California on June 7.
All right. Now, Greg, it's interesting. The poll worker says that everybody knows that these ballots don't get counted. There seems to be some awareness that this is a fake out, another Bernie fake out.
I wish people did know. I went to, and by the way, if you're in Nevada or Utah or Florida listening to this broadcast, you're not safe to go into the polling booths because provisional ballots are everywhere in these United States of America under federal law. People are being given provisional ballots like candy. In 2008, by the way, 2.1 million voters were shunted to provisional ballots. They might as well have written their vote on bubbles, Dennis. 2.1 million voters. Now, who gets these ballots normally? Who gets these ballots? Let me tell you just one quick thing. I was in Palm Springs on a book tour, and there were about 200 white folk, and there were two people of color. And I said, "Has anyone here ever gotten a provisional ballot?" The two black voters, the only two in the room, both raised their hand. That was it. So black people are used; they know what provisional ballots are. And they probably know that if they fill one out, that the chance of getting that counted is pretty darn slim.